Welcome to Talking Comics, episode
America!
That works. 130.
It's America.
It's not 250, but...
We should just change it.
Happy 250th.
Happy birthday, America. No. 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 You can't say that.
All right.
I watched American Dad this morning.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you to Yellowbird Comics
for sponsoring this episode.
And located
located in Fuquay Arena.
Open
North
6
Carolina.
Days a week. Closed on Monday. They were open today. I went.
Yeah.
So
they're open on Monday, some of them. And thank you to Allegro.
Got some comics. And yeah, that was about it. It's pretty cool going. Saturday, Trip was there.
Oh, yeah.
Allegro Printing.
For all your printing needs.
Yeah.
So welcome to episode 130. No, it's not 130. Okay, welcome to 250 years of America.
Yeah.
Can't say that.
I didn't say anything. I said yeah.
Mm-hmm.
America. I got my American flag shirt on, American hat. She's got her red, white, and blue.
White,
all
blue.
Out. She got pink and blue hair. She's all
pink and
all
blue
set.
Hair. American flag, cape thingy. Yeah.
America.
This is my child right here.
Okay. All right. Want to go over your weekly polls?
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I went to the comic shop today because we were out of town for a couple days. So I got a few things. Let's see. So I got the Twilight Zone number 8.
Whoa.
Ba-bam, 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 ba-bam.
That's cool.
Yep. I am going to pull these out and read them this afternoon. I just decided. Well, maybe. We'll see. I'm going to pull them out. Doctor Strange number 8. I have not read any of these. The covers look amazing. I cannot wait to read this. Hope it's good. I got the Batman number 11. I got the Zorro number 2. 2 of 3 or 2 of 4? 2 of 3, I think. 2 of 3. I haven't read the first one yet. I need to read the first one. It's on my pile. I got the Mortal Thor number 12. Pretty cool cover. Pretty interesting.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, right? Weird. Dick Tracy, number 18. This is what I was going to read today. Just catch up on this. I think I'm on 14. But this is number 18. Got to catch up on Dick Tracy. And then I picked up, because everybody's been talking about it, and they had one copy left of the first printing of the Absolute Green Arrow. So I got the last copy the shop had of the first printing of the Green Arrow. So they already had a second printing out. I almost bought number 15, Absolute Batman, but it was like the fourth printing. So I was like, yeah, I've got the first printing of issue 15, the Joker issue. But that's what I got. What did you get, Annika?
I got
a couple.
Okay, so I got Poison Ivy number 46. I got the school cover.
Yeah, it's a cool cover.
Yeah, cool. And I like this cover. This one's cool, too.
Yeah, that one was neat. I knew you'd want that one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yep. So that was our weekly polls. Which one are you looking forward to reading the most? Or what are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
I don't really know.
You got to catch up on Harley and Poison.
Okay, I am.
All right.
Slowly. I'm still in like the 20s.
I know.
Chill out.
I've been doing the same. I've done a lot of reading this week. So even being gone a couple days,
me
I still
too.
Did a bunch of reading.
I read an entire book. I forgot
you
that
did.
Book.
Well, speaking of which, what did you read this week?
Well, wait, what did I read? Oh, I read that and that. Okay. So we were at Books A Million.
Yep.
And I got a FNAF book. I read the entire thing.
You did?
The same day I got it, except for like 2 pages. So, yeah. Tales from the Pizza Plex, number 1, I think.
Anything else?
And I listened to my audiobook. I forgot what it's called.
Okay.
It's like a murder mystery thing.
So I have been neglecting some of my comics. My to-read comp pile has been getting crazy, so I went through and organized it a little bit.
Neglecting,
I did. I
neglector.
separated them out, picked out some ones that I wanted to really catch up on. So I did fully catch up on this week, Absolute Batman. So I'm fully caught up to the last issue, number 21.
Good.
So good. God, it's so good. The Robin program, I mean, Jim Gordon, like, gosh. All his friends, like, I don't know. It's just a great take on Batman. I'm really enjoying it, which I know everybody is. Probably the number one comic out right now, but I really am enjoying it.
Let me
Go ahead.
pause for a minute. Did I talk about the things that Cindy got me?
No.
I never did.
I don't think so. Did you bring them with you? No.
No.
You have to wait till next week.
Okay.
Then I found I was only three behind on Deadly Tales of Gunslinger.
Excuse
Excuse
ya.
me. Deadly Tales of Gunslinger, 13, 14, 15. I read those, so I'm fully caught up on that. Another phenomenal story. I really enjoying that, the Western part of it. Western comics. I don't know, just having a blast with that. And then obviously my Journey into Mystery and Thor, I'm reading an epic collection book. I read this week 277 to 284. I thought it was really interesting. I put a post on it late last night, but there was a part because he's dealing with the Celestials, and there was a really interesting panel in here that talks about this celestial that's there, stands atop the twin pylons in the middle of the city, and that he and his kind are here to render a 50-year judgment, which will decide in 2026 AD whether the Earth lives or dies. And I was just like, it's 2026 now, right? So I just thought that was really cool that he's talking about how the Celestial's here for the 2026 decision. And I'm like, this was made in like 1980. I'm not sure actually. Does it tell me what year this was
That's kind
made?
of scary.
So this was actually in June. So it was issue 284, which was June of 1979. So that's pretty cool. So I don't know, being Independence Day, all that, and then
1976?
yeah,
Or is it 1876?
19. But this
70.
that comic was printed in 79.
Oh, so that's like just after the America came America, right?
No, not 1979. That was 1779.
Oh.
Remember, 250 years ago today,
No, I don't
1776, the
remember.
Declaration of Independence.
Oh, I saw that. It was pretty cool.
You
They
did?
yelled at
You
me
there?
for like looking over at the glass
Yep.
because I was too short to like see it. So I had to lean
Yep.
on it.
So yeah, I've done all that reading this week. We'll continue to read. Like I said, I might catch up on that Daredevil, or not Daredevil. I need to read that too. I got so much reading to do. Just need to sit here and read.
Oh, God.
So yeah, so that's what I read. What was the favorite thing you read this week? That Pizza Palace book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Was that con last weekend?
Which one?
So I meant to. My stuff is in the other room.
Con.
That, like, that four boost one.
Oh yeah, that was last weekend.
I forgot it.
It's all right.
No,
We ended up going
it
to what, you got a couple Harley Quinn comics, right?
isn't.
From there.
Catwoman.
Oh, and Catwoman. Do you want to go get it?
No,
I'll
I
pause.
really don't want to go get it.
Well,
Okay, I'll just
next week we'll go over those. We'll go over our con experience, and next week we'll have more to talk about because,
we have to go to another one?
no, we won't.
Oh, good. Okay. I need to go school shopping. I still haven't been school shopping.
We got another month before you have to do that.
Yeah, Yeah, but we have cons like every week.
No, we only have two more before then. We're going to Jacksonville, Florida next weekend for a con. And then we're going to
Terrific
Con.
So I have to do that all in 1 week.
That's all right. We got plenty of time. So the favorite one that I've read this week. Oh, man, that's tough. Probably the Batman, Absolute Batman. Catching up on that was really good. So what'd you watch this week? Movies, shows, TV shows, games, play?
I watched... Oh, wait, I forgot. Hold on.
Good talk.
I don't remember. I know I watched some, like, X-Men 97.
Did you?
And then, like...
I need to watch that.
And that's it that I watched. No, that's... I watched something. I don't remember what.
I don't know. Did you play any game? You played some Fortnite?
Yeah.
What's the new game you got yesterday?
I got a game. That's not my neighbor.
That's not my neighbor.
There's like that. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I tried to play Baldur's Gate Tuesday, but didn't work. So hopefully this week I'll get to play. Pretty sure I can. And then we still haven't seen Supergirl. We need to go see Supergirl too.
Yeah.
We got a lot to do. Reading, Supergirl, movies,
school stuff.
Shopping. Got a lot to do. We ended up going to...
We'll talk about that next weekend. Next week.
Going to Georgia?
No.
Yeah, so we ended up going to Georgia for a couple days because my mom wanted to go visit a friend, so we drove her down there.
And I got this.
We tried to go to comic shops, didn't find one. Went to a couple bookstores, a couple game stores, hung out. We played some Magic. That's what we played.
Magic, yeah.
So she wanted to play some Magic the Gathering, so we got a couple just regular decks and played. And then I dug out all my old cards, and we're going to play some more. And then on the way back, we worked it out to where we could stop at Galactic Comics in Florence, South Carolina.
And they have really
pretty
cool
big
stuff.
Store. It's a really cool store. It was impressive. They had a lot of back issues, a lot of stuff, a lot of toys, a lot of figures, a lot of...
They had Harley Quinn number one.
Yeah, they did.
Like three issues of it.
They had all kinds of stuff. They had statues. They had, you know...
They had a life-size Harley Quinn.
Life-size Harley. That was awesome.
And like a 2 feet tall one.
Yeah.
And then they had like a bunch of action figures.
Little ones.
And then
figures.
They had like a bunch of like little statues.
Yep.
The one
that
I
lot
was like
$200. Cool, if you're looking for toys, old toys, new toys, or older toys, or, you know, superhero toys, or whatever, huge, great selection in almost every genre you can think of. Single issues, they had a lot. Many tables. Single issues. If you're looking for trades or omnibuses, huge disappointment.
Not
that's what
ideal.
I was looking for. I was looking for some more Epic Collection books. I wanted to pick up those. I was really hoping to pick up some of those. They had like one shelf, very little, just nothing, not much. So I was a little disappointed in that, but that is not any means to take away from the store itself.
Because it's huge.
Because it's huge and it is amazing.
They have one room the size of this room. Bigger, actually.
Bigger than this room.
Like.
Just Star Wars stuff.
Just Star Wars.
But lots of G.I. Joes, lots of Barbie stuff.
Yeah. They had like a bunch models, of Barbies. Models.
Yeah.
Toys.
Just the
like,
toys galore from every
they had, like,
IP.
Like Masters of the Universe weapons.
Yep.
Like they had, what's his name? Skeletor's
his Havoc staff.
Yeah.
Like life-size Havoc staff. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Some cool art, some books, you know. Graded, non-graded stuff on the wall. They had some cool artwork stuff I was looking at, but it wasn't actually priced yet. So
can I get it?
We'll do we'll go back. But so the only thing we ended up getting was she got, go ahead and show off, she got one Harley action figure. So
So pretty.
very cool.
I want to be this Harley Quinn for Halloween.
There you go. So she got that. We could have, we only spent maybe 45 minutes there, maybe 30, 45 minutes. We could have spent a lot more time, but we were on the road and trying to get my parents back home, so we didn't want to take too long. And like I said, I was mainly looking for trades. That's what I was had my heart set on. And they didn't have any, so they didn't have to take that long. So they had a few. They had like one shelf full. Looks like, appears like they do newer comics too. They'll have like
Yeah.
the this week's comics. So you can get a pull list there or whatever. But yeah, and they buy, sell, trade. So it was pretty cool. I'll put a video together about it.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
And then yeah, coming up, which we'll do another episode before then, but next weekend we go to, next Saturday, week from today, we go to Jacksonville, Florida. So
Yeah.
then in a month we go to a Terrificon. So very cool. All right. I don't have any mail this week. No mail. Boo. I have mail I need to send, but that's about it. All right, guess what time it is?
Question time.
America.
Question time.
For America.
250, 1776.
To 2026.
Yeah.
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 You're gonna be proud of me. All right.
I
Do you want me to go first? We got some
pen.
this or that.
I need a pen.
Do you don't have one on your shelf up there?
I don't know. Oh, no. Oh, it's
There's one
adhesive
behind that.
ribbon.
Look at that. All right. So we're gonna do real or fake comic titles.
Okay.
All right.
I'm scared. Just go.
Captain America Comics number one.
True.
It is real. Stars and Shields Forever.
Fake.
Fake. The Fighting Yank.
I think that's real.
It is real.
Oh, that's scary.
Liberty Brigade Chronicles.
I feel like that's real, but it might be fake.
Well, what's your answer?
I don't know. I said it
You
might
can't,
be real,
you,
but
or it
I
might be
think
fake. You didn't answer.
that's my answer.
Pick one.
Freak. Fake.
It
Fake.
is fake.
Fake. Fake.
The Shield.
Okay, that's fake. No, that's real. That's real. It's real.
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 America's Last Defender.
What would that be?
Real or fake?
Is that like some, what's his name? Wait, what's his name? The one that's, hold on. What's his name? Uncle Sam comic?
No.
No, so it's Captain America comic?
America's Last Defender, real or fake?
Fake.
Fake. The Star Spangled War Stories.
Is that like a book or a
Art, is this
comic?
a comic title? Yes or no?
Fake.
It
No,
is.
real. It's
You
real.
said
It's
fake.
real.
It
It's
is
real.
real.
It is real.
It is
I
real.
said it was real.
You said fake.
I said real. You cheater.
You're
I
the cheater.
I said real, and then you said it before I could even change my answer, and I just dropped my thing. And that was your fault because, like, everything is like, oh my gosh, I don't like you.
Freedom Force Independence Day. Just pick one.
Fake.
It's fake. U.S. War Machine.
Real.
It is real.
Because I'm a war machine.
Red, White, and Blue Squad.
A fake.
Is fake. All right. July 4th trivia.
I'm scared. Well, actually, you should be scared.
Which, why is that? All right, we're wagering points on these 10.
No. No, we're not. No.
Why not?
No, we're not wagering. Because points that I give are so much better than wagering. Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Okay, I cannot pick these. Okay, just go first.
Okay. Which superhero is most closely associated with the American flag?
Is Uncle Sam a superhero? Or is he just like a dude?
I don't know.
Okay, Captain America.
Correct. Captain America's shield is primarily made from which metal?
Titanium? No, I know, it's like a, what the mutants are made out of, right? The dude Deadpool's friends, dude, that they made Deadpool and Wolverine movie from. What's his name that is like, oh, it's Wolverine. So, isn't titanium like titanium conspiraga or something?
Sounds like titanium, but it's not titanium.
Antanium, xanthanium, catanium, titan?
Vibranium.
Vibranium. Yeah, that's what I said.
What year did Captain America first appear?
1981.
That was when Dad first appeared.
No, hold on. Okay, now hold on. It was 1981, December 21st.
Yep. All right. No, so it was 1941. Captain Dad came in 1981.
He's 40 years older than you.
Very good.
Yeah, I know, because I can do math. Math. Don't tell me to do math.
Which comic publisher created Captain America?
Marvel Comics.
Marvel. Who was the first patriotic superhero debuting before Captain America in 1940?
Uncle Sam.
Nope.
Benjamin Franklin.
Nope.
Abraham Lincoln.
The Shield.
Same thing.
Which holiday is celebrated every year on the 4th of July?
Independence Day.
Very good. America.
That was on one of my tests.
Which historical document declared America's independence in 1776?
The Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of Independence.
That's what I said.
Yeah, close enough. Captain America fought which major historical conflict in many of his earliest comics?
The president.
What war did he fight in?
Oh, World War I.
No.
Or World War II.
Correct.
Wasn't that like at the same time or something?
No, they were close, 20 years apart.
Ugh, that's sad.
What are the three colors of the American flag?
Red, white, and the green. Blue. Red, white, and blue for 1,000 points.
Which famous comic creator co-created Captain America?
Famous? Stan Lee for 1,000 points.
Wrong. Joe Simon and Jack Kirby.
Hey, Thor and him were made by the same people, so they should be friends, right?
Sure.
In your head.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say.
You don't like Captain America, so I try to...
I don't not like Captain America.
Well, why don't you? Why
it's just like a meme at this point.
You're like... When I tell you about Captain
America... He's just not my favorite.
Okay.
Thor is my favorite.
Yeah, but like the Silver Surfer isn't your favorite, but you don't hate the Silver Surfer. Like Captain America.
I don't hate
Captain
America.
You're just like, oh my God, you're so dumb. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I just pick on you about it.
No, that's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like Jason picks on me about it.
Oh, that's what I thought.
All right. This or that.
Okay, so which
America,
one?
This or that.
Drunk P.Y., okay.
America, this or that.
There is no America, it's just a flag. Flag, this or that.
American flag, this or that.
Okay. Captain America or Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Incorrect.
Incorrect, okay.
I love Captain America. Fireworks or comic books?
Comic books.
Correct. Backyard barbecue or comic convention?
Convention.
Correct. Stars and stripe costume or classic superhero costume?
Superhero costume.
Eh. I gave you the clue for that one.
I thought it was going to be a couple more. Number six.
Oh. Vintage Golden Age comics or modern variant covers?
That's so tough. That is so tough. I don't know. I'm going to go vintage Golden Age comics.
Eh.
Really? All right.
Apple pie or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Correct. Read outside in the sunshine or stay in with the AC?
Air conditioning all the way.
All day, every day,
24/7. If you
want to
come and live in North Carolina where it is literally 117 degrees right now, literally, like, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I saw it. It's fine. It is 117 degrees right now. You can have it. All you people are like, winter sucks. Go outside right now. I hope you're all out there enjoying this bee. Anyway, I'm upset. It's 117 degrees on 4th of July. It's hot.
Horrible. And it's like really dangerous to have fireworks.
Yeah.
Because it's literally
a lot of towns burning. Canceled them. Some didn't, yeah. But a lot of towns canceled their fireworks because it's just too hot. You guys can have the outside in the sunshine. I want the AC.
Okay, Independence Day marathon or comic book marathon?
I mean, Independence Day was a great movie back in the day.
Oh, that's a movie?
Yeah, Will Smith. It's a great movie. But comic book marathon.
Okay, correct. Patriotic superheroes or comic heroes?
Comic hero. No, it says cosmic heroes. Okay, this is tough. Cosmic. Thor would be a cosmic hero, almost like. Yeah, I'm going to go cosmic.
Okay, correct. Sparklers or glow sticks?
Sparklers?
Did you know if you put if you crack a glow stick, like one of the sticks, you can put it in the freezer and it lasts longer?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sparklers or glow? I'm gonna pick sparklers.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so were you wagering?
I missed four.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Stars and Stripes.
I missed the Captain America or Uncle Sam. I missed the Stars and Stripes one.
Oh.
I missed the Golden Age versus Modern Variants.
Yeah.
And the last one, Sparklers and Glow Sticks.
So.
So 60%. That seems to be about my average. It's not going to pass grade, but.
So 60%. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so you're at 10 points. Positive.
Wow, there's something positive. I'm in positive points. That's pretty amazing. Nice. Any final thoughts?
No.
Well, happy 4th of July. America. Happy birthday, America.
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 Wave the flag.
Hold on. I'm
gonna
get it.
There you go.
America.
America. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Thank you for watching Talking Comics or listening wherever you are. Follow our Patreon or Substack or anything else. Follow our links and bios to
go
support
buy our
the
merch.
Show.
Goodbye.
Buy our merch. All the above. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquadio Media. Helping creators make waves.